session. Initially, I was hesitant to do this meditational session because I was not sure how you would appreciate in a japa retreat to go into meditation. But then when Purusha Shukta Prabhu and Yagya Purusha Prabhu said, no, I think the devotees would like to meditate, I thought it was a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea also in the light of Satsvarup Maharaj's question yesterday, where he asked a question regarding meditation in Krishna consciousness, where the name manifests into the form and the qualities and eventually the pastimes in the heart. So I would like to speak a little bit, therefore, about meditation in Krishna consciousness according to the guidelines of our glorious tradition and Srila Prabhupada. And then I would very much like to guide you into an experience of meditation, which I hope will engladden your hearts. Who of you has ever visited Geneva? Geneva. It is at the beautiful lake, and there, in the western part of Switzerland, Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples in the meditation or even Manasi Seva meditation. That is meditation which is offered where you offer your service to the Lord in the mind. There's another part in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prabhupada describes this practice in relationship to one brahmachari who constructed in meditation a road for Lord Chaitanya to walk on. Do you remember the name of this brahmachari? Yes, it's a. There he, Prabhupada says, if we offer something in meditation to the Lord, it is accepted as if we would offer in kind. I will not read you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I will read you from his lecture in Genève, as they say in French language, where Srila Prabhupada relates meditation to chanting. It's a surprising and amazing quotation. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra means keeping Krishna always within your heart. This is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a diamond throne and Krishna is sitting. That is accepted. Actually, it becomes a fact. If only within the mind you think that I have kept one diamond throne, very costly throne, because Krishna is coming, he will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So, you create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna has sat down. Let me wash his feet with the Ganges water and the Yamuna water. Now I change his dress to a first-class costly garments. Then I decorate him with ornaments. Then I give him something nice for eating. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. Svanta stena gadabrita. It is so nice. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. These meditations are not false. They are also fact. It is so easy. In the Nectar of Instruction, we hear another description of this. It describes how a Brahmana who comes into the association of some devotees hears that you can actually worship Krishna in your meditation, and he does so by constructing a temple and by offering cooked food for him, including sweet rice. And I think you all remember he needed to test if the sweet rice was cooked, and he tested it with his finger, and by Krishna's arrangement he burned his finger. It is not false. It is a fact, in Prabhupada's words. So meditation and practice is there, and I want to speak now directly to my tape listening audience. Please, if you feel that for you meditation is not yet the order of the day, no problem. But please notice that Prabhupada has not only said what you like to do, he also mentioned things which are for other aspects of Krishna consciousness which might become interesting for you as you continue your own spiritual journey in Krishna consciousness. Pujaris are also advised to meditate. They do this by Buddha Shuddhi prayers. And I know in Radha Gopinath, all pujaris do first a Manasi Seva, Radha Gopinath temple, before they actually enter the altar. If you would like to know an extensive guided meditation on Lord Krishna from the Shastra, I would very much like to refer you to a text from Hari Bhakti Vilas, where a very extensive meditation on Krishna in Vrindavan is mentioned. This text is quoted in the red books, we call them in Europe. These are the, can you help me? Achana Padati? Yeah. Pancharatrika Pradeep even. These are compiled things. And here comes a little advertisement. If this book is too far from you, here on page 245 of the Gayatri book, there you will find this also. It describes Vrindavan. You go first into Vrindavan, which is served by soft, soothing breezes. And then you are directed to a Kalpa Briksha tree in the midst of Vrindavan, and as you enter this sacred space, you will then see in your mind's eye the divine couple surrounded by their cowherd boyfriends, by the gopis, and by the great saints who offer their praises. This is an authorized practice, and it is very, very nice for those who have a mind about this. There is a well-known Vaishnava manual called the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, where we find a following meditation which accompanies the Hare Krishna mantra. See, Krishna is sporting in the cooling waters of the Yamuna. This is what the chanter meditates about. Or in the shade of a Kadamba tree in the beautiful Vrindavan forest, ornamented with cows and gopas. Standing beside Sri Radha in his famous threefold bending form, Krishna skillfully plays his flute while bestowing mercy and kindness upon all his devotees. I want to read one more verse and then we will start going. Not verse, a nice letter actually. Prabhupada writes to one, to his disciple, regarding your question, hearing the vibration of Hare Krishna automatically reminds one of Krishna's pastimes. So both of them, that is the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra and Krishna's pastimes, so both of them arise simultaneously in the mind when one is sincerely chanting. So you cannot make any distinction between listening to the sound and thinking of the pastimes. But now this is very important, this part. But the process is to hear. And then Krishna's pastimes, form, qualities will automatically come to mind. So I thought today to not really guide you in a meditation about Lord Krishna and his and pastimes or something like this, because I feel there may be devotees who like to do this very much and others who feel not very comfortable about this. But what I would like to do is to guide you into a guided meditation so that you just know what it is, that you open a window in your spiritual life and look at a part in our philosophy as an interest point, and it will be a very nice one. I have taken this meditation. I will use a very simple yogic breathing technique to relax you, and then I will also do a text, which read to you a text. Or I will do something. I've made notes, as I do often in Europe. Radha Desh, I've been invited to do this, and then to it will be a nice meditation where you will have space to wander around on your own. But first, I would very much like to prepare you physically and mentally with a few simple exercises. One is an exercise which helps you to get nice fresh energy into your bodies. And another exercise is a mental exercise where you will just learn to awaken a little bit the visualization of your mind. It is very simple. I would request the Matajis to maybe go a little on this part, on the left side, and the men here. And if you kindly raise, it is not strenuous, it is something very, very easy. For that part, it's nice if we have the windows open. So I will be a little bit like this, facing you. It will just help you to freshen up, because you so that you will be able to enjoy the experience, and it will not be strenuous because some parts of your body might still be digesting. Please first look, and then please do after me. We have to stand. Feet shoulder width away, that is, you can imagine like 2/5 should be in between. And stand straight. If you could fix your gaze, like you can see me, I don't look now at anyone, I just look in one direction. Just very comfortably look in one direction. And then please, before you do it, watch me. While you breathe in, you just bring your hands slowly to your... please yet don't do it, because I want to tell you. You bring your hands slowly above the head. Don't strain in the beginning. And then while you exhale, you move your hands out, almost as if you are... what are these people called who... gymnastic person? A gymnastic person? Yeah, who to, and as if you are pushing yourself up. So please now do breathe in, please. And then breathe out. And do the movement according to your breathing capacity. When you have breathed in, your hands should be up. And when you have breathed out, your hands should be down. Fill your lungs with the air, please. It's best if you breathe in through the nose and also breathe out through the nose, not through the mouth. Please fix your gaze, just look very relaxed, and just stop all thoughts and give yourself to the exercise. Please do it effortless. If you want to do it really good, you can imagine that the breathing moves your hands. But maybe that... As we continue to do it, we will slowly apply a little bit more energy to the practice. That is, we will stretch the arms more, and we will engage a little strength. When you come down, you can imagine that you bring yourself up. And when you come up, you can imagine that you're reaching out for something as high as you can. In other words, a pleasant muscle activity starts. Do your breathing nicely, please. Not so much, some strain. Just do it. What this does, it will balance your energies. Don't worry, the meditation is absolutely without strain. We will do two more. And a last one. Thank you very much. Please sit down comfortably. The next exercise is something where we exercise a little bit our mind. You're doing wonderful. I didn't know that you are so yogically inclined. But do you feel it's more refreshed now, and now you will be more alert? Now, my dear devotees, I will say some words which carry form or which carry an activity in them. For instance, let me say the word. I will use a word which I don't really use. A driving car. So at that time when I say this, please visualize in your mind's eye a car as it is driving. So let the form come, and if there is something, the activity. This is a visualization technique only. It's nothing more. and nothing less, so that we just awaken this ability which we had as children very, very much. We would always have pictures and pictures and pictures coming, but which sometimes as grown-ups we lose. When you sit comfortably and straight, please close your eyes. Do some nice inhaling and exhaling. I will say now some words, and please imagine or let the picture come in your mind. When you hear this signal, it's the beginning of the exercise, and when you hear this signal, it is the end. In your mind's eye, please visualize the cloudless blue sky. Thank you. Please now visualize the same sky with the nice, encouraging, perfectly white clouds. Thank you very much. In your mind eye, please now visualize a nice river with crystal clear water. If no river is before your mind's eye, remember pictures of a river which you saw in your past. Maybe visits to a river, maybe you visited Mayapur and saw Ganga, or you visited in New York, the Hudson River, I think it's called. Thank you very much. In your mind's eye, now please visit the entrance of a temple which you like very much. Maybe it is Washington Temple, maybe you like more a temple in Santa Barbara, or maybe you are a Vrindavan lover or a Mayapur lover and you like this temple. Please, in your mind's eye, visit a temple, the entrance of the temple of your choice. You can approach this entrance, come closer, and you can step into the temple of your choice. Thank you very much. Now, in your mind's eye, please be so kind to remember the form of the deity whom you like most. The face, in fact, of the deity. Maybe it's Lord Krishna, maybe it's Gornitai, maybe it is yet another deity. Some deity maybe of your home temple or deity which you like. Please, in your mind's eye, visualize a deity whom you like very much. Try to concentrate on that picture in your mind and gently let it go. Inhale a few times, and when you're ready, please open slowly your eyes and return to room awareness. When you are ready, please return to room awareness. I would request you now to look a little bit around. Not so much in the room, but what I'm very much wanting you to see, look through this window. Please see the meadow outside. It seems to extend a little bit more. You have some of you I have seen walking there. Now we are ready for the journey. Gently settle into a comfortable sitting position. The only requirement is that your spine is tall. When you are ready, please close your eyes. And let go of worldly thoughts or concerns. For a time of 15 to 20 minutes, you will be in a safe inner space. With your eyes closed, have the intention of lengthening your spine inward and then upward towards the top of your head. It's important that you completely relax the rest of your body. Only your spine is straightening up. Now, with the spine tall and your body so relaxed, begin to observe your breath. Notice how the breath is moving in and out, something like waves on the ocean. Please turn your attention within. Remain alert and relaxed at the same time. For the next few minutes, we are going to practice a very healthy and very positive long breathing. Slowly, please, deepen your inhale and your exhale. Make it deeper and deeper, in other words. Don't force anything. It's preferable if you can breathe in and out through your nostrils, but please without stress or effort. Just slow, deep inhalation and slow, deep exhalation. Gradually notice how the lengths of the inhale and the lengths of the exhale become even. If you like, and that helps you to concentrate and be alert, you can silently count the lengths of each breath. For instance, when you inhale on the count of four, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you exhale on the count of four, 1, 2, 3, 4. Please do a few rounds of this. Open your mind's ear and feel the sound of the breath wash through the body, wash through the mind. So soothing, life-giving. And if you have some wounds, some hurts, even pacifying. Now, if it is comfortable for you to do, please begin to lengthen the exhaling. You may breathe in and exhale a little bit longer than you breathe in. Your intention is to slow down the rate of the exhale. Let us say you're breathing in for four and you're breathing out for six, seven, eight, as it is fitting you. Please practice this. By lengthening the exhalation, the mind begins to turn inward, away from the world of things, duties, worries, and you come more towards your center, if you so wish. As you continue to do this, please notice something very interesting. A feeling comes up of becoming both deeply calmed and at the same time incredibly aware. Practice a few more breathings, maybe one or two, and then stop breathing in these longer, with these longer exhalations. Just return to normal breathing, no longer shaping your breath or bringing it to a particular rhythm or to a particular depth. Just watch your breath as it naturally comes and goes. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says that he is the prana. The breath is with you since the beginning of your conditioned life. And when it leaves you, you will leave with it your body. It's a very, very constant associate. Now we just give this associate or friend, if you so want, a little of our attention. In our mind's eye now, we are ready for a journey. Our bodies will be comfortably on our chairs. We will be calm but alert to what awaits us on this in this guided journey. It is your own journey. In other words, you will hear some suggestions, but you please walk in your own mind. Please go in your mind's eye to the meadow outside of this hall. But this meadow is a little bit different than the meadow you have just seen. This meadow or lawn is your own. There's green grass, flowers. At the edge of the meadow or lawn, there are trees. See in your mind's eyes how there's a light wind which moves the leaves. Look at your own meadow. Oh, there in the distance is a path. A path which brings you into the forest. You feel some creative impulse to walk in this path. It's a winding path. It brings you past some ancient and big trees. It's a nice forest. It's green. The sunlight comes through the leaves. And you happily go through it. It's a very refreshing walk. There's an incline, like walking up a hill in the forest, and you begin to follow the winding path. Oh, it's not a hill. It seems to be something like a mountain. Well, let's continue to walk. And walk, and walk. Trees are becoming smaller. You're coming up higher. You go, step out of the forest and walking on the mountain. All of a sudden, there's some fog. But you're not at all disturbed. You continue walking in the fog. It's a little strange to go alone through the fog because one cannot see clearly any longer. But it is not at all something which gives anxiety into your heart. Please walk through the fog. The fog begins to clear. More clear, the mountain goes down. You actually follow a path which brings you down. And look, in the distance, there's a river. A shimmering silver river. There are trees and temples. Could it be? You walk closer and yes, That must be Vrindavan. You have heard so much of Vrindavan and seen Vrindavan, but this is more like the descriptions in the Shastras, not so modern, not so many crowded buildings, forests, and in-between temples. You are attracted to the river and you walk towards it. It must be the Yamuna. With some enthusiasm in your heart, you put your clothes down and in some bathing situation, bathing dress, you go into the cool river. So refreshing. You wade in, sprinkle some water on your head. You go deeper. It's nice and cool, but not cool in a disturbing way. Transparent. Oh, it feels like a very nice liquid. Gratefully you submerge yourself in the river. You open your eyes and quickly come back to the surface. And you see on the river some blackish substance. Could this be? Could it be your karma? Your worries? Your tension? It all flows away. You leave the river. There's some fresh clothing. Dry yourself and take the clothing. And you feel inclined to move. There's a path going by the side of the Yamuna River. You happily walk there. A nice fresh breeze is there. And all kinds of fragrances, flowers. Oh, that Vrindavan fragrance. And these birds, which chirp, happily walk. And as you walk, there's a temple, which you see. Please approach the temple. There's an entrance portal. There are domes. Maybe it looks a little bit like the Krishna Balaram temple. It's your temple. You enter. You walk through the temple courtyard. And naturally you walk towards the altar. The doors are closed. You arrive before the doors. And as you wait, patiently. You see or feel some movement is there behind the doors. Must be the pujari. The doors are opening. There on the altar, you see the beloved deities of Radha and Krishna. You may follow what you have learned from Bhagavatam and start your darshans from the feet and then move slowly upwards. Finally, please focus all your conscious attention and fully absorb yourself in an uninterrupted, concentrated meditation on the radiance which comes from Krishna's attractively sweet and gentle smile. Yes, the Lord smiles. As you look at him, a question, a very important question, is coming from the Lord to you. You hear it in your mind. What is your deepest wish? What do you really desire? What is your deepest wish? What do you really desire? Please give this question all your attention. It seems the Lord wants an answer. At the same time, he doesn't pressure you. You look at the Lord and you say a grateful prayer to him. Please pray your own prayer. If it is difficult for you to pray your own prayer, then Prabhupada said the best prayer is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Slowly the doors are closing. Gratefully you pay your humble obeisances. Feel it's time to leave your temple. As you leave the temple, you reach in the pockets of your shirt, or you may have a little bag or something. Maybe there's some paper and a pen. But yes, there is. Please note down your deepest wish. note down your deepest desire. It might be very important for your life. Now you're ready to continue the journey back. You leave that place in the forest where there was the river. You see in the distance your mountain. You move deep in thoughts. You have made your visits, and now it's time to return. You walk up the mountain, and yes, again. Again, there's the fork. It's a little strange to go through the fork alone. But why worry? Krishna's there. Continue. The fog clears away, and there's the same forest. The winding path. You go down that path. You follow it swiftly. And you come slowly towards your meadow. It's still there. Sun is there. From the meadow, you enter into the temple room of this wellspring retreat. You please now breathe in deep breathing out, please. You have just tried to enter the inner space. Now please slowly rub your hands. Bring them to your eyes as if you're doing palming, the eye relaxation. And when you're ready, slowly move the hands away from your eyes while looking into the hands as if you're seeing them for the first time. And slowly return to room awareness when you are ready. We will just do a very short bhajan and then I will say something. Traditional melody. No. Oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Sabatma, Sabatma, softly, softly.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. So, Hare Krishna. I feel that now is a very calm atmosphere for sure. And it's a very nice thing as you really very trusting, and you very much gave yourself to the practice, and yes, the reaction varies. For some of us it is easy, for others of us it is something which is not so much our cup of tea, and that is perfectly all right. Some of us are alert, some of us fall asleep. That is something which I wanted to just give you, being because the devotees encouraged me. And I think at this moment there's no need to talk about the experience, because we are all in a peaceful mood, and it's very nice if we now take this mood and chant. We have 3/4 of an hour to chant up till 6 o'clock. And then there will be a pause, and it will be possible. Then I will briefly announce to you the evening program, and then we will prepare ourselves for our journey to the for the 64 round stay. Thank you very much, and it's nice if we can stay together and chant together. Tomorrow I have requested our Yajna Purusha Prabhu to give us one time during the 64 rounds day the experience of this interesting group chanting, and he will guide us tomorrow. But for now, where we are a little bit for ourselves, I think it is nice if we focus on the altar. Yes, it's a good idea to close now the windows. We will all chant in our own speed, but we will experience the group chanting.